Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Deja. How may I help you?
Hi, my name is Gwendolyn Pope, and I am looking at my credit card purchases. And there are two purchases, and after calling the bank, I understand a third charge that I did not authorize. I don't even know what it's for.
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
Do what?
Can I have your zip code, please, to help you out?
27501.
Can I have your name, please?
Gwendolyn Pope.
Okay, can I have you verify your address for me, please?
3376 Zacks Mill Road, Andrew, North Carolina, 27501.
Okay, hold for just a moment. I'm still here. Hold for just a moment. So by looking at your account, it looks like you got our kitchen, you paid the shipping, which is $7.95, and you was enrolled into like our monthly gadgets club. We give customers like $125 gift cards that you can use online at an online gadget store, but you will be billed around $56.95 every month. So you're stating you never.
Wait a minute. You said I got a what?
A kitchen, ma'am.
$7.95.
A kitchen. You signed up for a kitchen for $7.95. Do you recall entering?
Wait a
That's
minute.
Correct.
A kitchen. What kind of kitchen?
Do you recall entering any type of contest to win a free gift?
Okay. I want that stopped right now because I don't remember doing that.
Okay. So what I'm going to do is get your account canceled and get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can help you out. Hold for just a moment. And I do want you to know that we do take credit card fraud very seriously, and we will prosecute anybody who could place this order without your knowledge. So I do want you to confirm that you never made any of these charges online.
No, I did not.
Okay, hold for just a moment. Okay, so what I'm going to do right now is get you transferred over to our fraud department so they can assist you.
Okay.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, and I hope you have a great day.